Yeah, that's exactly what will happen. Because if you look at it, and I'll say, give you an example, if you're operating, say, a social or community employment project, CEP under Woodpubble in Sligo or in Donegal or in Leitrim, your organisation has put together a number of fundraising events over the years. And many, many times the community has put their hand in their pocket and provided the money to build the organisation. Now, if you seek a European grant or you seek an apprenticeship grant aid, they look at that money at the moment and they're saying that money has to be repaid. It's categorically not the case, yet the Irish state is not applying what the European court said. And directly then, what happens is the application for the aid is turned down because they failed the undertaking in difficulty section. So I have written to the European Commission asking them to call in the Irish government and the member state on this, call in the department and ensure that they apply the rules as they should apply to social enterprises. They shouldn't be penalised. They should be able to employ and take on apprentices with state aid like everybody else. And I'm going to make sure that's the case.
And just as you're talking about rectifying that there, is it as simple as just clarifying the rules, or is there more that has to be done?
Well, at the end of the day, the European Court has ruled on this. So what it is simple is reminding our member states, and this has been the Department of Employment or in the case of Pubble, the Department of Rural and Community Affairs, that if there's a Pubble scheme, a CEP scheme, any place in Sligo, which there are dozens of them, community employment project programs and community enterprise programs, that they must write to them and explain to them that you are entitled to have an apprenticeship aid, you're entitled to have the grant, and we are in future will not penalise you because at some stage there was a voluntary contribution to the company or a loan was made by local people to try and keep the business going. And I'm going to ensure that the member state is told this by the European Commission. We're writing to them today, and as a result, I'd expect the member state to apply the rules as they are there, and as they have been supported by the European courts.